Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Menachos, Perek Yod, Mishlechas Mishtates. And today's Mishnas are being learned B'schoses Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zechref and Yosef Kogon, B'Karav Mamesh. And we're discussing cutting grain before the Omer is brought. Kaitzrin Beis HaShlachin Shavamakim. One is allowed to cut brand new grain in Beis HaShlachin, which is a field that needs to be watered. Rain water is not sufficient. You have to bring extra water in. It has to be irrigated. Amakim is like the valleys or the area where a lot of fields are. Grain in such a field is allowed to be cut before the Omer. Avolei Gaitchin. One is just not allowed to pile it up in piles. And the reason why it's allowed to be cut is because anyway, it's not fitting for the Omer, so it's allowed to be cut beforehand. But again, it's not allowed to be piled because then there's a chashash that we're going to end up eating it before the Omer. We have a story about this. Anshe Yericha cuts from Ratzon Chachamim. The people of Yericha, they'd cut their grain before the Omer is brought, and the Chachamim were okay with this. But v'gaidshin shel Ratzon Chachamim, they would make it into piles, and this was against the wishes of the Chachamim. But v'lo michu b'yom Chachamim, the Chachamim did not protest this. More situations where grain is allowed to be cut before the Omer is brought. Kaitzer l'shachas, one is allowed to cut for shachas, which is when the grain is short and stubby and it's not fully grown. Umachal l'behema, and he could feed that to his animal. That's because just for animals, it's not edible by people. However, Amar Rebbe clarifies, Amosai, when is this? Bizman Shehizchal Achaloi via Shlish. That's only if he started cutting it before it grew a third of its growth. Once it grew a third of its growth, then it's already technically fitting for people, and it's not to be cut even for animal food. Rebbe Shimon says, no, Av Yikzer V'yachal Af Misha via Shlish. He can even cut it and give it to his animal to eat, even if it had already grown a third. And moving on to Mishnah Tess, more situations where we're allowed to cut grain before the Omer is brought. Kertzun Banana Tios. Grain is allowed to be cut because of young saplings. There's grain growing in between these young saplings. It's allowed to be cut down before the Omer is brought. First of all, because it's not good quality, and anyway, it can't be used for the Omer. And second of all, it ruins these saplings. We want the trees to grow nice and strong, and if the nutrients of the ground are being taken away by the grain, so the trees are lacking some nutrients, that's why it's allowed to be cut down. Also, B'nei Beis HaEvel, due to mourners, if there's not enough space for the mourners and the people are being menachem, people are consoling them, so we're allowed to cut down grain. That's called a Ktziras Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to enable them to console the mourners. That's for sure mutter. And also, many bittul beis medrash, because of bittul beis medrash, if there's not enough place for people to learn, we're allowed to cut down grain as well, and that's also considered ktsiras mitzvah. However, when this grain is being cut, lo yas oisen krichas, don't make them into bundles. Avol minichan tzvatzim, just leave them as they were cut in bunches, but not tied bundles. Now, a few more dinim regarding cutting the omer. Mitzvah omer loving min hakama. Mitzvah of the omer is to come from kama, which literally means standing grain. But over here, the mishnah is really emphasizing that it has to be cut lishma. It has to be with this intention that it's meant for the carbon omer. Now, loy matzah. Let's say they didn't find any grain that was standing. All of it was cut already for whatever reason. Yavi min amarim. So then they should bring grain that was already bundled and that'd be used for the omer. Now mitzvah se lavim min alach. The mitzvah is to also bring from moist grain, not dry grain. Loy matzah they couldn't find. So yavi min ayavish. Dry grain should be used. Also mitzvah se liktzer balayla. It's a mitzvah to cut it at night, the night before the 16th. Niktzer bayayim. But if it was cut during the day, kosher, it's kosher. And v'doichas haShabbos, cutting the omer is doichas Shabbos. If the 16th falls out on Shabbos, we cut the omer nonetheless because this is a ktziras mitzvah. And based off of a drasha. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.